Action SA says some parties who form part of the Multi-Party Charter of South Africa, previously known as the Moonshot Pact, have breached their agreement by going into coalition talks with the ANC. The party says it has withdrawn from the charter for this reason. This was announced on Thursday during a briefing by the party on the outcomes of a two-day Action SA Senate meeting. Party leader Herman Mashaba says one of the commitments when entering the MPC agreement was not to entertain negotiations with the ANC.
Michael has just announced us pulling out of the MPC. We signed that agreement in front of people of South Africa through the media. We signed that agreement with full commitment to the spirit of that agreement. And one of the agreements for us is it's very serious. The fact that we committed not to entertain any negotiation whatsoever with the ANC. I'm sure it is there, everyone, that agreement it is available. And at the same time, we are saying we agreed in that it's part of that agreement. We said any party after the election, it is up to them to really take whatever posture or decision that they take. But if you take that decision, then you must resign from the multi-party charter. So no one is actually forced to really be part of the multi-party charter. So we were surprised, taken by absolute total surprise when parties started negotiations without obviously respecting the constitutional commitment that we made to the people of this country. So we're the first party to say, okay, fine, perhaps some party have decided to go and negotiate. And it is their right. And I think if you look at it is their right. We cannot really stop them. But at the same time, for us as Action SA, to remain in an agreement where some of our members of the multi-party, they are in breach of this agreement. So we want to formalize this. We don't have to cry like babies. We don't want to be cry babies. I think we want to do what is right, is to believe in the rule of law. Right? Let's step back and allow these political parties to have the freedom to what they want, because we don't really stop them from negotiating with any other party. But if we had an agreement that would never agree with entertaining any negotiations with the ANC, then as you are aware, negotiations are underway. And these parties have not resigned from the multi-party charter.
When asked about not having a seat in parliament, Mashaba said he wanted to use his privileged position to mobilize South Africans and address the crisis of identity politics.
In closing, I want to reiterate again, Michael raised this matter, and I raised it myself as to why Michael and I are not going to parliament. I think it's important for South Africans, on the basis of the things that I've shared with you, where South Africans, on their own, took a decision to vote along politics of identity. So that means there's a lot of work that needs to really happen. It is for that reason that this becomes a huge priority for me. I want to use my privileged position because I don't need a parliament salary to survive. I don't have to really be a burden to our party to support me. But at the same time, I think I've used my privileged position to mobilize South Africans to understand the dangers of identity politics. So if I have to really go to parliament, you can imagine I'm going to lose, whether I'm going to lose an hour or I'm going to lose a day or so. I don't want to find myself any day where instead of going to address a community meeting and going to attend parliament, I couldn't really make a decision. I'd rather make that decision upfront to say, no, I want to go and attend a public meeting and not really having to feel guilty that I'm missing my parliament commitment. Because if I accept to go to parliament, I have to go to parliament and not fail the people of this country. So I don't want to really be put into that environment of making such a decision. when I can see in advance, because you can understand if I go into parliament, I've got to not only be in parliament, I must serve in the committees. Now, that's what I'm saying is, I've taken a decision instead of failing people of this country by missing my commitment in parliament. Let me use my privileged position. I'm choosing to go and engage South Africans, to unite South Africans, because this result is not the end of the day.
According to media reports, it is the end of the road for the DA-led MPC after the poor performance of most members in the elections last week. The leading parties in the group, the DA, IFP, FF Plus and Action SA, had garnered only 28% between them, but had aimed to attain more than 50% to oust the ANC. Reporting for Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.